And now we have a very special presentation. If I can ask Mr. Director, Mr. Johnson from the Port of Miami, to join us. I don't know if we have members of the administration here with us. I welcome Commissioner Hayman for this presentation. And don't even try. And it's a flag to Port Miami. And this flag comes from the U.S. Ring Building Council. And it's in recognition of receiving a silver lead certification for Cruise Terminal D. And we are taking the proper steps and say, go green. And save for a new tomorrow for our community. And now you. Go ahead. He did it. Good.
Wow.
You just bought her?
I know. I'll help you. On behalf of the U.S. Green Building Council Miami, my name is Greg Hammer. I'm with Everblue. We do lead training. We train the county, we train MCM, and many others in the region. And I reflected back to 5 years ago when I started this journey. I looked at the lead project database. The number of lead certified projects in this area were in the single digits when I started doing this. I remember one day when I did a small audit, and the number of LEED certified projects in Miami were equal to the number of LEED certified projects in Chennai, India, Madras, southeastern India. Now, we're definitely in the high double digits. LEED has certainly taken off. It has been through the efforts and the commitments of people like county, of course, major players in the industry like MCM Construction, Ruben Bravo. Bravo, Ruben. And he was here when I was on the other side of the camera photographing the very first LEED project being awarded to the county for what was at that point called the GSA Trades Shop. Now it's the ISD Trade Shop. That was February 1st, 2011, the very first plaque for the county. And now for Terminal D at Port Miami, congratulations, Bill. And I'd like to introduce, just very briefly, to say some words on behalf of the U.S. Green Building Council, Miami Branch, Stephen Chang, who is our chairman. Stephen?
Hi, I'll be quick. I'm Stephen Chang. I'm with the Board of Directors of the United States Green Building Council, South Florida, Bill, and the county, and the team.
I'll break my toe if I didn't.
Like Greg said, it was about 3 years ago, and that shows Miami-Dade's commitment to sustainability. And we thank you very much, and we'd like to give you a hand. And
okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. If, with your permission, I would like to ask the team to come up with
Let's
us.
Go.
There are a number of folks in the county, not just at Port Miami, but a number of folks in our environmental area that work closely with us. As director of Port Miami, first and most importantly, we are committed, fully committed at our port to be not only sustainable, but to be one of the leading ports in America and globally in terms of moving this port forward in a responsible way so that the residents of our community and the visitors who come here to take a cruise or to take a holiday know that Port Miami is committed to the environment, to Biscayne Bay, to the air, to the water, and to everything that surrounds us. That's a huge commitment. Safety and security and the environment. Those are the underpinnings of our port. So we're very, very pleased to all of you, okay? The project was designed by the firm of Bermea Aja Mill. It was built by the great firm of MCM. So we've had a number of key partners, and I look around and I see many people who've contributed, including my own team. So as the director of the port, I'm very, very appreciative, and Chairwoman, we're very, very appreciative to you and to Commissioner Hayman and the Board of County Commissioners for the support that you give us at Port Miami, so thank you.
Thank you.
More facilities to come.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Congratulations to the port.